Hey, thanks so much for joining the Faith Church podcast today. And before we jump into the message, this weekend was a big announcement weekend for us here at Faith Church. It was a weekend that was driven heavy by video content showing not only what we've done, but what we're about to do. So for the full best experience, you can go to faithchurch.com and watch the sermon there. But we're about to jump into the podcast and you're about to hear some exciting news of what's happening right here at Faith Church. Let's jump right in.
Told me, I need you to go to Florida. I'm like, what? How in the world? First of all, how would I afford to go? Mm-hmm. How would we afford our plane tickets? Everything was just scary. My mind was going and trying to figure out how I was going to do all this. But God knew, hey, you know what? It's not your strength, it's my strength.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And it says he'll give us the desires of our heart. And suddenly we had this desire for West Palm Beach.
When we started coming down here and doing the interest meetings and doing everything, all of a sudden now the strength came. You go in the strength that God gives you, and where God guides, he provides. If it's God's will, it's God's will. You know, if you try to be logical about it, you'd never do it. You think about Abraham and Sarah. The math doesn't add up. I mean, people are like, I don't want to have kids after 40. These jokers are almost 100. So God doesn't want you to use logic. He wants you to actually use your faith.
You can't figure out faith logically or logistically. So you have to flip your brain off and your spirit on and say, okay, God, what do you want to do here? When you have that peace and you walk by faith, God just opens doors that he wouldn't have opened otherwise.
We're going to launch another campus in West Palm Beach, Florida.
There are so many people that are hurting in Palm Beach, you can't even believe it.
And together, we're going to be in St. Louis and Palm Beach the rest of our life, preaching the gospel, and we are going to do our part to change the world.
You know, I just think about our time here in Florida and just what an honor it's been to just be able to be here, to pastor people, to meet so many people in West Palm Beach and Royal Palm. And just over the years, just meeting so many different family members and so many different friends. And it's just been incredible just seeing what God is doing. You know, it's crazy that every week we're talking about life change. Life change, life change, and it never gets old. It makes me think of Ray and Karina. Yeah. You know, when we first met them, before they started coming to the church, man, their marriage was upside down. And now to see them thriving, Ray serving in ushers, Karina's one of our TOTS directors, and seeing their relationship restored, their marriage is healed. And when you ask them, they're like, yo, before Faith Church, man, our marriage wouldn't have been the same.
Yeah, and it's so fun to think about, you know, people who are so involved now.
Yeah.
That before they started coming to the church, their life was just looked totally different. Things were falling apart. And then, wow, they came to church. They got saved. People like Cynthia. Cynthia Mandel, Cynthia. She's so incredible, so thoughtful. But, you know, things were really rough for her starting out. Yep. You know, her life with childhood trauma and abuse. And, you know, then finding the church, seeing us on television, getting plugged in. And then over the course of the next few years, her life looks completely different out of poverty. Yeah. It's just incredible to see that life change because of us being in West Palm Beach.
Yeah, one of her favorite quotes she's telling me the other day is, Pastor David said, give me a year, you'll have to introduce yourself to yourself and seeing where she was to where she is now. And I mean, we could tell story after story.
You know, never get tired.
Another one I think of is Teresa. You know, Teresa's story before she came to church, she was in prison and she said, man, Lord, I'm in prison. If you get me out of this situation, I'll serve you loyally and faithfully. And then now to see she's one of our campus coordinators. She serves every week. She's a huge cornerstone piece of our church. And what I love is that's just a sample size of, you know, what God has done, but just believing for tomorrow, the next Sunday, and all that God's going to continue to do. Not only looking back at what he's done, but knowing that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, that he's going to do more.
And to think somebody is walking in the doors today, and who knows what their life's going to look like a year from now because of the church and how God's going to impact their lives.
And that's why we're so excited about what God has in store for the future of Faith Church right here in Florida. Hello? For real? Are you sure? Great Scott! Nicole!
Huh?
All right, Nicole, something incredible has happened. I don't have time to explain. We just got to go right now.
Okay, let's go. Wait, I can't wear this. What's wrong?
That wasn't too long.
Oh my gosh, the road is closed. We're gonna have to go another way.
Baby, where we're going, we don't need roads.
What are you looking at, honey?
The future.
It is so cool to see all the lives that are being changed at Faith Church and how God continues to grow the church, expand the church. But you know what I'm really excited about? The best is still yet to come. The Faith for the Future campaign is an opportunity to make an investment to change lives and change futures. You know, the Bible says that faith is the assurance of things unseen. Nobody can tell you what's going to happen in the future, but the Bible says that we can be assured. There are a lot of things happening on the horizon of this country, such as recession, so on and so on. You read the news. But we know that God holds the future. And if we are Faith Church, and we are, and we've heard these words of faith, then our future is absolutely secure in Him. And I can tell you what God wants to do now and in the future is to change people's lives. I'm so excited to announce that the West Palm Beach campus is moving from the high school into its own permanent facility right here in beautiful Lake Worth. Is this amazing or what? This building is going to allow us to do things we could have never done at the high school. I mean, you know, so many times we wanted to do really cool things and reach the community, but we didn't have a tool. We didn't have a building to put people in. We're going to be able to reach people that we never reached before. In fact, West Palm Beach, you're going to have a midweek service, and it's something that we were never able to do before. That's why this Faith for the Future campaign is so important. Whatever you give is an investment into the future. They say when a church moves in from a temporary location to a permanent location, it grows by 50%. What's that mean? Just in the next 6 months, the idea of all these people that were lost, heading the wrong direction, families falling apart, coming together and experience a life change in this place, I know it makes you excited, just like it makes me excited. We're creating a new space and new rooms for more lives to grow in Christ. We believe through the Faith for the Future campaign that God is going to change lives and impact people in the West Palm Beach area like never before.
We're asking for your participation. We're asking for your partnership in our Faith for the Future campaign over the next 24 months. That's what this is. This Faith for the Future campaign, it's all about making a commitment to invest in the kingdom. Why? To reach more people for Jesus. I mean, get this, God cares about the buildings where he's worshiped. If you read the Old Testament, you're gonna see that 40 chapters are dedicated to the building of the tabernacle, the building of Solomon's temple, the reconstruction of the temple under Ezra, and the building of Ezekiel's temple. Why? Because God cares about the place where he's worshiped. It's his house. This building's also a billboard. What's it say to people? It says, hey, what's happening here? It's important. It's worship of the Creator. It also says to people, hey, we're ready for you. Come to your dad's house. This and every single building that we have, it's a tool. It's a tool for reaching people. Our greatest resource at Faith Church, it's you. It's the people. Our greatest tool, it's the buildings we worship in. And we're praying that God will put it on people's hearts to invest. Over and above giving, that's not your tithe. The tithe belongs to God. Over and above giving is over and above living. And we look at this as an opportunity for people to experience how God's gonna work in your finances in a supernatural way. Every time we've sown a supernatural seed, God was faithful. God is faithful to do what you and I could never do on our own. He's always going to bless a seed. And here's the cool thing about God. He blesses us in the area we need it most. The things that money can't buy. In Proverbs 11, it says, this one man gives freely, he gains even more. Another withholds unduly and comes to poverty. I know it's counterintuitive. It doesn't make sense to your head. I mean, you would think if I give, I would have less, but that's the law of the harvest. It's like the law of gravity. It's just true. What you sow, you reap with a harvest. This is what Paul is saying in 2 Corinthians 9:6. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap. I knew you were gonna say generously. He goes on to say this, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give. Not reluctantly, not like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared, I've got a scarcity mentality. Or under compulsion, well, that person told me to give. No, God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a generous giver. The Bible says you give, and God's gonna bless you in every way imaginable, and you're gonna have all that you need.
Come on, St. Louis, you can do better than that. Our own building in Florida, is that amazing? I know Florida's stoked today, and Weldon, Ferguson, online, everybody
is excited because that team got up at 4 a.m. today and started loading in and loading out of a high school. They've been doing that for a long time. The ushers at all campuses right now are going to give you a brochure. You're going to be tempted to go all through it, and I won't have any attention, you know? So get it, play with it, and then later Nicole's going to walk through it. Also, one shout out to all the team. Did they do an outstanding job putting that video together and the music and the... Great Scott! Come on. How many of y'all think I better keep my preaching job, right? So this weekend is an incredible weekend. I'm glad you're here. If you're a visitor, this is Vision Weekend. About once a year, we kind of share, you know, where we want to go as a church, and this is a God moment. All the buildings that you're sitting in today have a God story behind it. I also want to let you know that we don't want anything from you. We just want to get something to you. And we found here at Faith Church, when you help God build His house, He will help you build your house. I see some people, Scott and Jennifer, they've been with me forever, and a lot of different folks that are in here that have sold cars. You know, one guy, when we bought this building, he had a beautiful Corvette. He didn't drive it much. He brought it to the church because he said, if I put it on Craigslist, I bet I'll tell everybody, don't buy it. So he just brought it here, and the church sold it, and they bought it. Give it up for all those people who sacrificially have given for every campus that we're in today. Makes it happen. The church is important. You know, why do we want churches? You need buildings, spaces, and places where people come. People need together. This week, for instance, at all of our campuses, we had Rev students. These are where young students are coming in. Yeah, come on, Rev, make some noise. They're coming in with their own worship times, their own little friend groups. It's amazing. Then, of course, we have kids camps and tots camps, all kinds of things where kids and families can come together. Because if I know one thing, I'm sure you believe like I believe, that the world is in terrible confusion from every area of their life because there's a lack of leadership. Also, buildings do this. This week, there was a tragic, horrific shooting, and there was this brave teacher here who said, you know what, before you kill that class, you're going to have to kill me. And this brave woman right here, Jean, stepped in front of the gunman and took the bullet. The other girl over here, 15 years of age, she was killed as well. They don't go to our church. We didn't think they knew anything about our church. But we put a team of people to investigate who she is, where she came from, who her mom is. We found her in North St. Louis. They were actually in a bad situation. They needed some help even financially and some things. So we're like, hey, how do we solve the problem? By the way, do they need a washer and dryer? What can we buy them? And we told them, hey, you don't know us, but we know you. And so we want to just offer to you the church at our city to have the funeral. She said the mom was overwhelmed. She said, I can't believe it. I know that big church, but I didn't know they cared about us. And we needed a big space. How much does it cost? Absolutely nothing. These buildings are here to help her. Her funeral will be, come on somebody, this next week. Somebody ought to give God praise today. That's what we do. We minister and help people. We're a place and space for that to happen. There's a few scriptures I want to go over with you today, and it's important. 1 Chronicles 23, it says, moreover, I have set my affection not on my house, on the house of my God. In addition to all that I have prepared for the holy house, I have a private treasure of gold and silver that I've brought before God. I'm thinking of a guy right now who went on to be with the Lord a few years ago. And this guy came when I was, you know, instructed of the Lord to build this campus, which is insurmountable at the time. And this guy came, and he had this heavy bag. And I'm like, what's this? And he said, I was reading the Bible, and he read that scripture. And he said, here's my private gold and silver. He said, there's more where that came from. So he brought us the equivalent of about $150,000 right then in gold. He said he only paid $100 for it, and it was worth, you know, $100 a coin. And it was worth almost $2,000 a coin at that point. And then again, we needed more money to put in these chairs here, $650,000. He does it again. And I know today he's went on to be with the Lord, but God delivered him from alcohol, set his mind free. And I know there's a lot of people in heaven today because of people's sacrificial gifts that that man placed there on the earth. Go ahead, every campus, give God praise today. Great scripture. 1 Kings, here's another one. 1 Kings 6, verse 9. So Solomon built, and I want you to notice, God didn't build it. Solomon, a man, built the temple building, and he finished it, and he roofed it, and he used all the boards of cedar. When you saw that church there in Florida, you could see that there's a tarp over it. The church that was there before was really poor, and they didn't have any money, and they let it get run down.
So just the roofing is 100 and I think 23 or 33,000. And you know, we approved them to go ahead and do that. There's several million dollars worth of work that needs to be done there to renovate and rebuild. But again, God doesn't do it by himself. He uses people. And I know some of you might be thinking, well, Pastor David, I don't really have a lot of money. Well, that's the good news. The good news is God didn't ask you if you had any money. He said, are you going to purpose in your heart? Do you have the desire to do it? And he said he provides seed for the sower. So if you'll make an effort and say, hey, some people have done this at our church. I'm not going to get my nails done, or I'm going to cancel cable. People have done some strategic things that has set them up for a breakthrough, and God did it. I think right now we're live, of course, to Weldon Springs and Scott Criswell. When he first came to church, at our church, I met him in the lobby, and they didn't have cable, and their finances weren't that good, and he went on to put God first. Later becomes the president of a company called Symmetry. Later has the idea to tell them that they need to get in hand sanitizer 3 years before COVID. All the people in the company and the shareholders, everybody said, no, it doesn't make sense. He said, no, I tell you, this is the way we need to go. He looked like a hero because when COVID hit, they not only had all the machinery to do it, they not only had all the connections and the bottles to do it, they actually went global. And, you know, I don't know a better way to describe it than he's like Michael Jackson rich, like monkeys and so on. Come on, give it up for Scott, obeying God and putting God first. You say, I wish something like that would happen to me. It can, but God has to have you and I come in compliance with his word and say, the little that I have, I'm going to plant it, and through the law of the harvest, God's going to use me to build his temple. By the way, there's nothing cooler in the world than using your life to do something that has an eternal change, that leaves a mark, that has a legacy. You know, when I look around at our church all the time, I see people, I'm thinking of a few in my head right now. Mostly the Fannins came to mind because they were little bitty babies when they first came here. I look at certain people at our church who raised their kids in church and how their kids turned out. People see, so you might be a visitor and say, who are those great-looking people in Florida, you know, that were doing all that talking? That's our son and our daughter-in-law and now our grandson. Our daughter was leading worship today. If you want good kids, let me tell you, education isn't going to fix it. The school system isn't going to fix it. God's house is where they get information to let them walk out their preferred destiny. Somebody ought to give God some great praise today. Hey, I'm 53 years old. I've seen a lot, okay? And there's nothing better you can do with your kids than bring them up in the house of the Lord. I love this. 2:4 says, behold, I'm about to build a house for the name of the Lord. Everybody shout, me too. I'm about to build a house for the name of the Lord, dedicated to him for the burning of the incense, the sweet spices. That's what we did today at every campus. We were worshiping God, and those fragrances went up before the Lord on the Sabbath and the new moon. It's ordained by God forever. 8:13 says, surely I've built a house for your habitation, a settled place. Everybody shout, settled place, for you to dwell in forever. That high school, you know, that when we first went there, they were very kind to a degree. We were very kind to them, and we mow it and fix it up and made it nice. In fact, the school kept coming up. And in recent days, over the last probably 18 months, things at the school have become very political and anti-church. In fact, when we wanted to do the Wanted event, the woman's event the other day, we called the food trucks to come out and said, hey, we want you to come out, and the school said no. The food truck people, they called us and said, we don't understand because we're there for 5 other events this month. Why is the church being discriminated against? And I'm telling you, they're being discriminated against because of all the political systems and the power that be that don't want the church there. So we're not welcome there. They're discriminating. But guess what? God had a ram in the thicket just in time to say, you know what? We're moving out and we're going to have our own place to name the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to give God praise today in our settled place. Doesn't that make you feel good? Now, a couple things I want you to think about. You know, we kind of discovered why we need a building. And another reason why we need a building is a thing called Growth Track. Some of you are new to the church. Maybe it's your first time here this weekend. You say, I want to be a part of this. People raising their hands and singing the songs, and you can just feel something, you know, when I'm singing that, put on joy, put on grace, put on love, you know. What's in your future? Fear is not my future. You are. I want that. Well, you don't just receive Jesus. You need to get in a track to grow yourself spiritually. So we have a system design, and I teach it every week. Today, it'll be at all of our campuses, and I'll talk to you about, you know, connecting with God, connecting with people, discovering your purpose, and making a difference. Not only will it make you a better Christian, it will actually send you on a better trajectory in your marriage and your life. It is a system growth track every week. That happens here every week. So everything that's going on in the world, all the chaos that you see, the answer really is Jesus. Jesus is the answer. But we can't just say it on a billboard. We can't just pass out a tract. We actually have to build buildings and spaces and places so people can call home. And people that are online today around the world. Here's the great thing about our church. Our church is so into recognizing the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He said, go ye into all the world. That today, we're one of the only churches, there's only a few now, but we were some of the first people to get in the metaverse. Right now, there are people in our church service in the metaverse with real goggles on, bumping into each other today, and we are there not just with virtual porn, we're there with the virtual gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're the first to respond. Doesn't it make you feel good? And then online, I mean, where else can you invest the resources that you have and change the world? We are a church today that's preaching in Brazil. We're in Guatemala. We're all over South Africa. We're on Faith TV right now, live in South Africa. We're in prisons. I'm here to tell you that God likes that. And if you invest in this church, you're investing in good ground that we will receive 30, 60, 90, and 100-fold return. And everybody was excited about Bitcoin, and now nobody wants to talk about it. But I'm here to tell you that the answer and the best return on investment has always been, and it always will be, the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God in his blood. Can I get an amen on that today? So you have an opportunity to be a first responder and to make a difference in investment. Some of you wish your mom and dad would have invested in Walmart with $1,000. You'd be millionaires today. But they didn't. You wish that they would have maybe invested in Disney or Google, all these things. Well, you can do what other people have done and have seen a mighty harvest and get in on this sowing seed in famine. And I realize that a lot of people in the world are scared because at the beginning of the year, the interest rates to get a new home was 3%. Now, here towards the end of the year, it's 7%. We're not going to talk about that. That's the elephant in the room. But I'm here to tell you, during the Great Faith Series, we discovered, and we do this every week, that we are in this world, but we are not of this world, that we come from a kingdom, and our Father is the King. Therefore, recession has nothing to do with us. Somebody ought to shout amen about that. So if you'll get a hold of this today, you can live on a different level. In fact, a lot of the world feels like, I feel happy today. I'm looking for happiness. You know what? We're not looking for happiness. We're looking for joy. Joy is the fruit of the Spirit that produces happiness, because happiness is not a feeling. It comes and goes, but joy is a fact, and you receive that when you receive Jesus. So you can go in the midst of recession and go, yeah, gas is high, but my God meets all of my needs, right? Inflation is bad, but guess what? That has nothing to do with me. And when you get a hold of that, it'll make a difference. As I close, and we're going to play a little video, and then Nicole's going to allow you to browse that magazine together. It's going to be fun. When I think about what you could do with your life that'll make an eternal difference, I can't think of anything better than what I'm telling you today. Building a church in Florida. First of all, it gets cold in the winter here, and you might want to retire there. Can I get a witness to that right now? You at least need to go visit and find the people there in hug time, find out who they are, and stay at their house in the winter months. Come on, people, do some thinking here. So, a couple of things I want you to do is pray about what God would have you to do. And there's a group of people at our church called Kingdom Builders. You can be a part of that. It's just people that say, it's above my tithe. The tithe, by the way, is how we fix the buildings up, how we reach the world, feed the poor, do all the great things we do in the city yesterday with clothes and clothes drives and everything we do and food pantries and all that. So people aren't stopping that. Kingdom Builders are people who say, I'm tithing, which is returning 10% to God. Kingdom Builders are people who say, I'm going to give over and above. So I had a little dessert party, Nicole and I, with some of those Kingdom Builders, and I pitched this to them before I got to you because I didn't want it to seem like, wow, we need, you know, $4 million. What's that look like? So actually, there's a little slide that I want to show you. They've already pledged to give almost $2 million of the $4 million already, saying this is what I pledge to give over the next 24 months. Now, we need you to get in on that. And you need to get in on it because you want to get out of this system and into God's system. So you'll start seeing that. Nicole will talk about it. A pledge is simply like a vow. It's like a commitment. We're not going to come repossess your car if you don't give it. You're just saying, hey, here's what I feel like God's put in my heart. Here's what I want to do. Should God help me? Then when you get creative, people giving things away, selling things, whatever God speaks you to do, you can figure out the ways that God will lead the resources into your hand to do it. But these kingdom builders, I noticed also that they did something interesting. When I was kind of pitching the verses that I pitched to you, that many of them, they got out their phones and they started taking pictures of those verses. And I asked one, what are you doing? They said, oh, when I go to work, I don't go to work for money. I go to work for God. So I need to know these scriptures so I realize when I get up in the morning, I'm going to get the resources to finish God's kingdom. And some of those guys have taken their companies from little companies of $150,000, $200,000 to multi-million dollar companies. In fact, one of the guys said, I pledge to give $1.4 million between now and 24 months from now, and I know his track record, he will do it. And he started out with peanut butter a few years back and no money, but him and his wife put God first, Sheldon and Annette, and because of that, God has blessed them. I'm here to tell you that you can be at the right place at the right time, and the blessing from the blessor can come on your life, and if you'll use those resources in your hand to use it to change somebody else's life, God will look at you and go, I can trust you with more. Raise your hand if that makes sense to you today. So just do that, and no pressure whatsoever. If you feel like, I don't want to participate in that, I don't have any money, listen, we're not worried about that. We're going to take care of you the rest of your life. We're just glad you're here. But we would like you to eventually get it and go, aha, okay, this is how money comes to me is when I sow money. It's just the law of sowing and reaping. Now, also, too, to kind of clear it up where we're at on the Fairview Heights, we're still working on that, but we wanted to be smart about it. As you know, there's all this shortage of supply chain. We're going to run out of diesel fuel in 30 days. All that stuff is strategic, okay? So we wanted to be strategic as well and say, we want to fix up and invest in and get in the Fairview Heights campus, but some of the materials right now are 800% more than they have been. Therefore, we also believe that there's going to be a change in that and it'll get back to a more reasonable price. So what we didn't want to do is spend $15 million fixing up a building that we could probably do for $4 million, and that just made sense. So it might look like we're going slower getting into Fairview, but we're actually going faster because we want to be wise stewards of God's money. Does that sit well with you today? Does that make sense? Weldon, Ferguson, everybody online? So what we did do is because this building, by the way, and I'll shut up after this, we got this building in the land of DeSantis, which is like everybody's moving to Florida right now. We got the building in the land for $3.8 million, which is the cost of the dirt. So basically we got everything free. And that was a miracle of God because if that church wanted to do what was in their best interest, they should have sold it to a housing development because there's multiple housing developments wanting to actually buy it to put housing because there's more people moving to the state of Florida than in the history of the world. It's never been like it is right now. But that church said, you know what? We want Faith Church to redig the wells of our fathers, name the name of Jesus, and make a difference in the world. And they put the kingdom first. Somebody ought to shout amen instead of the money. So we were able to buy it for $3.8 million. We're raising $400,000 because that's kind of about the amount of money that we had remaining, right, to pay off the Fairview Heights. So it's a consolidation. So we took kind of like if you had a house and you had a boat, and you had two payments, you put them together. So that's what we did. We took that $3.8 million plus the little bit of lingering debt that we had on that building. We put them together. And so over the next 24 months or three tax years, you say, God, what would you have me do? And I promise you, if you put God first, you'll never, ever regret it. And when you get to heaven, how many of y'all want to go to heaven? Raise your hand. How many like me? Not this weekend. Raise your hand. No. But you do want to go, okay, Julie? So you want to go to heaven, but not today. So you say, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to put God first and allow him to reach into somebody else's life and make Faith Church an eternal game changer. Think about it. The funeral this week when that little girl, her body is brought into your church. Thousands of people, perhaps, at least hundreds and hundreds from our community are going to come into our city and they're going to go, oh, maybe I should go back to church. And Pastor Ree is going to speak there, and she will convince people that heaven is the future for the people that receive Jesus, and hell is a place for people who don't. And I'm telling you, there'll be a lot of people in heaven because of the people who might not even be alive today, but they helped us in the past build the church. Can we honor all those people in the past who helped us do what we've done? Check this out. Your giving is making an eternal difference. When I think about faith for the future, I think that God knows who holds the future, and He holds the future. And there's a lot of people that their future are dependent upon this building, upon Faith Church being there in this space and place and time to create a total impact on their life and their children's lives. I can see families coming in here with their little kids on a Sunday morning, going to Faith Kids, little tots coming in, and their whole life and future is completely changed because of this space and place that you've created. It's this tool called the building that changes people's lives. We know that people are the most important asset to God, but where do people congregate? They congregate in buildings. There's a Walgreens and CVS on every corner. There needs to be a Holy Ghost hospital so people's futures can absolutely head in the right direction. Their faith for the future is dependent upon us. And guess what, Faith Church? We're gonna rise to the occasion in a recession and financial collapse. That has nothing to do with us. What is happening in the world has nothing to do with what is happening in the Word.
Thanks again for joining the Faith Church podcast. If you heard today, man, I would love to see what this looks like. Make sure to go to faithchurch.com and you can see the full video experience right there on our homepage. But again, we'll see you back here next time at faithchurch.com.